My name is Cynthia Landine. I wanted work that was thoughtful, lots of thinking. I wanted work that I could touch, point to something that I had done. I wanted work that I felt was useful to somebody. The most common misunderstanding about book indexing is that we don't have to read the book and understand content. In spite of the challenges of organizing a newer labor force, there was awareness that social realities were different, both within the agricultural structure and for workers, and that to combat an unfair social structure, the Alianza had to accommodate the needs of those most vulnerable within it. Every book that I have ever indexed has been interesting to me in some way. I learn odd bits of information. It's never boring. You're always trying to solve a little puzzle. What is this? Where does this go? How does this relate to something else that's in the book and in the index? The most important thing, that the reader can find the information that's in the book. Otherwise, what's the point? These are the small changes that I've seen. One of my biggest publishers that I've worked with for years has sent the vast majority of their work overseas in the last year because the prices are so low. And these books go to India, so instead of doing 10 books, I did 3 for this publisher last year. When I went back to the publishers sending their work overseas and said, "Hello, I used to be your book indexer," and got a response saying, "Oh gosh, we did this, but now that's all settled, we have projects for you. If I don't keep you busy next year, I'll make sure that the other editors have your name." Since we work in nonfiction, and since textbooks will continue to be a requirement forever, and since scholars will always be required to write books and longing to write books in their fields, I have not seen that it has affected my indexing work. For good book indexers, there's always work.